Why are humans looking for life-bearing exoplanets? An article has appeared which states that there is a frantic search on for habitable planets which might contain life and are within 100 light-years of Earth. Why would we be so anxious to find planets with life on them which we have no way of reaching? This makes me wonder about the different things I have heard during deathbed confessions from people who were the head of secret programs. I have mentioned them before, but this ties in so easily with them. A couple of former heads of the secret skunkworks department at Lockheed claimed we could reach planets like this and go anywhere we wanted to because we already had that technology. These statements are being ignored by and large. I am asking the question here, which is, are we actually exploring planets to go there? If we are, we would have to have some very powerful system, which can traverse light years so fast the distance of 100 light years would mean nothing to us. This makes one wonder if we actually have a warp engine and another thing from Star Trek has come into being. Perhaps element 115, which Bob Lazar spoke about, is the power source for alien UFOs, is now the power source for some secret ship we already have. I don't know about you, but this would really anger me. You might ask me. I would have to tell you I am angry, because if we do have such exotic engines, we are wasting billions and maybe trillions of dollars on a phony script to make people think our technology is much less advanced than it really is. If we don't have this technology, why are we being so aggressive looking for such distant worlds? This question is to be asked because without the technology I talked about, we have no chance of ever reaching these places. So to me it could only mean one thing: we might have a way of contacting life on these other planets using some perfected system that relies on what Einstein called spooky at a distance. This would be the entanglement of particles in which changing one automatically changes its partner no matter how far away it is. Most scientists know if this could be perfected, we would have instant communication without having to worry about distance. Even if we didn't have the exotic engines to reach these places, we could still have the exact communication. Could there be any other reason besides the two I have mentioned? One which comes to mind is if we were in contact with an alien race and we were trying to locate where they came from. I could just see scientists in Washington saying we could narrow this down to 100 light years in any direction, because it is unlikely they could have traveled any further. This could be completely wrong, and there could be civilizations that have even conquered the distance between galaxies. Could there be clues the government has which would narrow down the search? If we go back to one of the early abductions, we find a clue. I am talking about Betty and Barney Hill. This is a very famous early case where the Hills were traveling down a road and a UFO landed in front of their car. The next thing they knew, they lost a lot of time and were sitting in the car. Under hypnosis, they remembered they had been abducted, and Betty Hill remembered talking to the alien captain of the ship, who showed her a map when she asked him where they came from. She remembered the map, and for years amateur astronomers tried to match the map up to the heavens without any success, until one was able to find a match. The astronomer was named Fish, and the map became famous as the Fish Map. It was said the map indicated the aliens came from the Zeta Reticuli star system. It just so happens Zeta Reticuli is under 100 light years away, and to be exact is 39.17 light years distance. Another system which some claim harbors alien life is Tau Ceti, and this is 11.9 light years away. There could be a lot more systems which are suspected of harboring alien life whose names and locations are being kept secret. This could be an outrageous rumor. But there are those who have said they believe we have discovered every planet within 100 light years and are just not releasing the data. I believe in order to do this we would have to have very advanced technology far beyond what we have now, but it may be we do have this technology according to some. It has been said the world is not what we believe it is, in our level of technology is far in advance from what we are being shown. Why would we be hiding our level of technology? There is a feeling among some people we have got this all wrong, and there is a very good reason to hide our level of technology, and this may have nothing to do with other nations or people. In fact, some believe it is being done to protect the Earth and the human race. These people believe we have hidden history and we have already reached past where we are now and were destroyed for it and had to start over. They think the reason the technology is being hidden is we don't want this to happen to us again. This would mean the reason for all the UFOs watching the Earth is to make sure we don't reach that tipping point, or they will have to destroy us. I know this sounds like some crazy plot from an old 1950s science fiction movie, but it has to do with evidence which has been found that is being kept secret according to many people. The evidence being glass structures built all over the craters on the moon along with towers and habitats, the state of Mars which seems to indicate there was a nuclear war there, and other things we don't know about yet. Some believe humans occupied both Mars, the Earth and the Moon, and maybe had bases on asteroids and other planets and moons, and somehow angered a more powerful race which then blasted us back to the Stone Age. I guess if this was true it would be a good reason to hide our technology, but right now it is just a theory by a small group of people.